Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
Here we go. I was about 17, over at my friend Ronan's house. Parents were away, and they'd gone out, they locked their front door for the whole time they were away, so you had to go in and out through the back.
Okay.
And we were hanging out, and some other lads were coming over, and one of them had a French student with staying with him, and he was coming over. And we said, we could do a wind-up. Why don't we do a wind-up on them? So we went off, we found an old leather jacket. It looks like plastic leather jacket, real long. They found it somewhere. He found it in the attic. And I put that on. And this big red scarf of his mother's. I tied that tightly over my head. And I looked freaky. And then he had the barrel of a gun. What? That he found, that his dad had in the attic. Just a barrel, it wasn't a gun. But if you took it under your arm, it looked like a gun. And then so we got all these. And so then we decided, let them arrive. They came in through the back and they went in the kitchen. I hid in his sister's bedroom upstairs, and we waited for about half an hour. Then I started. We went into his parents' bedroom, and we upended a couple of the drawers onto the bed and left the window open with the curtains blown. Right. So and we waited half an hour. Then I started banging on the radiator, and I could hear him turn the radio off and going, "What was that? I don't know. You could hear them."
Yeah.
And I kept doing it. And then eventually I whacked something, threw a chair over. So they all came up the stairs. And there's two of them. And I "Don't move." And I used language and everything. And they were freaked, and they were like, they had their hands in the air. The next thing, the French student jumps on me and starts choking me from behind. And I'm going, no, it's Jim. And he's like trying to choke me, he's trying to kill me. And I'm going, and then we get the scarf off, we're all laughing. And we're rolling around just laughing, ha 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 ha. And then I didn't know, another guy, Paddy, was downstairs, I didn't know was in the house. He goes to the front door to try and escape and ring the guards, and the door is locked. Front door is locked, he can't get out. He's freaked. He gets a kitchen knife. And we look down the stairs. He's coming up the stairs with a kitchen knife. And we're going, no, Jesus.
Wow.
He thought we were all being murdered upstairs. And it was completely over the top. We all thought it was funny at the time, but like it could have.
Again, that line.
I've never done anything that elaborate again, because it was too dangerous. Because like the French guy could have killed me. Paddy could have killed me. Be careful on the level of pranks.
How was he found with a long leather jacket and a pair of knickers over his back?
No, it was a scarf. But yeah, it might as well have been knickers.
Oh. Wow.
Anyway. Ooh,
me nerves.
Always prank responsibly. You know?
Wow, Jim.
Yeah.
I've toned it down now. Now it's like, hello. I spilled stuff on my car.
That's one thing I want to do. Go to Scotland and have a look for Nessie. I'll be there with my little binoculars.
Is it like Fungi? Do they make so much money? Do the way like everyone went down to see Fungi all the time.
There's video evidence of Fungi.
I suppose.
But
yeah.
No, I'd say it's like such a huge tourist trap. Loads of people will go for Nessie.
There was a video recently that looked pretty good. They have to keep people interested.
Yeah, it's
a beautiful part of the world anyway. So regardless,
is it North Scotland?
Whoa. I don't know. I've seen.
It's in Scotland.
It looks gorgeous, even if you don't see the monster.
For some reason, in my head, remember that kids' cartoon, A Land Before Time, or The Land Before Time, and it's like the long neck, really cute kind of dinosaur.
I do remember that. Yeah,
that's what Nessie looks like to me. He's not like a scary dinosaur. He's like a cute dinosaur.
There's money in it. We need a monster in Dublin. There's Curly's Hole.
What?
I know. We used to go down Curly's Hole all the time.
Where's that?
It's between Slane and Drogheda.
No, that's a different Curly's Hole. Curly's Hole is off Dollyman Strand.
So there's two Curly's Hole.
Curly's Hole, it's like the Bermuda Triangle. You can get sucked down it.
Could somebody explain to me what we're talking about?
Curly's Hole.
What's that?
I'm trying to get some tourists to go to Curly's Hole.
Have you just made this up at this very moment in time?
No, it's off Dollyman Strand and it's like the Bermuda Triangle. Like, every so often it's this phenomenon that's kind of like a sink plungy thing happens called Curly's Hole.
That's mad. There's two Curly's Holes.
Yeah.
You're having me on here.
I'm
going to show you on the map here.
Curly's Hole.
Oh, you're actually...
My Curly Hole is a bit further away from... Mine was between Slane and Drogheda.
My curly, curly, curly hole. My curly hole.
A Circle K posted this on their Instagram yesterday about what is the favourite lunchtime snack to get when you're in there, or your favourite breakfast.
Oh, yes.
So they said lunchtime in Ireland, 41% of people say the chicken fillet roll is their go-to lunch.
Yes.
I would have thought that as well, yeah. You can't beat a good chicken fillet roll.
I struggle to drive past petrol stations on my way home from here at lunchtime and not go in and get
a chicken fillet roll. You've randomly said that to me a few times, that you've just popped in to get a chicken fillet roll.
I know the deli girl near me now really well, because I always get my chicken fillet roll.
So they're saying that the chicken fillet roll is the top one, and then it is... chicken and stuffing sandwich? Is that like the fast food maybe, you know, where it's already packaged up?
They're pre-made, yeah.
I do enjoy a chicken, a pre-made one. I wouldn't get a fresh.
And then breakfast roll is for breakfast.
Yep.
And then it's a sausage roll and then it's a jambon.
I've never had a jambon.
You've never had a jambon?
I've never had a jambon.
How have you never had a staple in Irish cuisine?
But like, sweet. No, I've never had a jambon. I saw Crossy Bot, you were buying a jambon and I was like, what is that?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I've never had one.
So they said that at breakfast time, people like breakfast things. At lunchtime, people like lunch things. It's a very good survey.
I mean, they also like petrol.
Somebody get paid for that. Yeah, if they're low on fuel, they like to get some fuel. If their breath is a bit stinky, they buy mints and chewing gum. Wow.
Very, very interesting survey there.
The most interesting thing there is that you've never eaten a jambon.
You've never had a jambon before. We need to rectify this.
What's in a jambon?
What? You don't even know what's in a jambon.
No.
Okay, so first of all, it's not a French thing. It's an Irish thing.
Oh,
right?
So it's not a jambon. French.
It's le jambon. So jambon is ham in France.
Oh, yes.
But it's ham and cheese in a kind of a pastry.
In a croissant.
A croissant with style thing, yeah, with pointy edges. It's magnificent.
I'll have to try. Do I want to try?
What are you talking?
Yeah, if you want to try. And the thing about it is now is that you can never have just one. But you have to be eating it while you're walking because the thing goes everywhere.
There's mini jambons and then there's jambons. So
does it look like a croissant inside?
It's square, yeah. I think it's an Irish...
It's a sexy croissant.
It's an Irish invention. I don't think they sell them. They sell variations.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, see, anytime I'd see them in the shop, I thought it was a weird looking... I thought it was a smushed quiche or a smushed... baked potato. I didn't realise it was a...
Oh, no, it's proper. Shane WhatsApped in. My God, I'm on the way to get 3 jambons now.
Yeah, no, jambons are like they're... when you eat them, you make this noise. Oh, yeah, that's the noise you make.
But you could never secretly eat it because the crumbs go everywhere.
Somebody says, a bit of a food critic, they're average at best.
Ooh,
okay.
What a deep one.
We will get you a jambon and we'll report
taste
back
test.
Next week. Yeah,
perfect.
Absolutely.
I can do that.
I was chatting to a couple of girls this week. They're out having a few little. Sociable drinks after their work.
Who are they? Can you name them?
My friend Jill and her two friends.
Okay.
And
she
my brother friend
crack Jill.
She's
mad. Really
she's good crack. So anyway, we're sitting there chatting to each other and one of the girls on the table is a single girl who is on Hinge, Bumble.
She's unhinged.
Tinder. No, she's on Hinge.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
She could be unhinged.
You do that
unhinged.
For the crack, couldn't you? You're unhinged.
You're unhinged.
What? You're on Hinge.
She's a lovely girl.
Yes, lovely. Yeah, very nice.
She's a lovely girl. She's probably listening. Anyway. They are on, she's on these
apps.
Yeah. And she was there chatting away and all that. And then the other girl who was sitting across from her You know, because sometimes when you're single and you're in your 20s, your friends need to help you out because sometimes the apps aren't good for you. Mm-hmm. So you have to have someone that's with you.
Yeah. Real life.
Yeah,
introductions.
Real life.
As people say, organic. Did you meet organically?
Right. It's a good, it's a good term. Mm. So anyway, this girl says, well, at my wedding, the best man is single and he's a lovely fella. I really enjoy his company.
Let's do this.
I think he's great. She whips out the phone, is going, lifts up a photograph,
yeah,
and she goes, oh no.
What?
Are you ready for what's about to happen here now?
They knew each other already.
They knew each other already because they matched with each other on Tinder, the girl and this guy.
Yeah.
They arranged to go on a date with each other in a pub in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And he stood her up. Never even met to meet her.
What? No,
did he
never
text?
He never met her.
So he texted her about a half an hour into it. So she said, hey, I'm in the pub.
Yeah.
Are you around? And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm hungover. I didn't think I'd make it and I just fell asleep and blah, blah, blah. She just went, that's ridiculous.
Get out.
He replied back a Binglog message and that was it.
Like okay. A proper apology.
She was just like, I'm not like,
see
you
later.
Stood me up.
There's
you've
no coming
it.
Back from that, is there?
No.
Until this week when the girl found out that her other half's best friend had did that.
Yeah.
In front of us all, she went, how dare he? Went back on the phone and video called him.
No.
He answers and she goes, how are you? Whatever his name is. Yeah. Call him Ronnie. How are you, Ronnie?
How are you, Ronnie?
And she goes, what's the crack? What are you doing? Well, I'm out here with my friends having a few drinks. And she pans the phone around. She goes, remember this girl? And the phone screen just went blank.
No.
He hung up straight away. Then he messaged her and he was like,
he knows what he did. But why
did he do that? Why? If she's nice, why?
He just obviously, some lads are sometimes like that.
He just bottled it, didn't he?
Sometimes you can be really close with a lad, right? And then when it comes to dating, they're a completely different person. So they can be different with you as pals. Yeah, as pals. And then in the dating scene, different.
Okay.
So he then messaged that girl and was like, I'm so sorry. It happened about 6-7 months ago. I'd like to take you on a date as an apology. Now, I was the first one that says, absolutely not. Yeah. Block him straight away.
No, come on. This is a movie. Let's go.
And everyone says, yeah. So they're going on a date next week.
Can we get...
I want to know.
I need to know what happens now.
Will your friend Jill tell us?
Oh, Jill will tell me everything.
Excellent.
Oh, okay. He better be early to that
what
date.
What day next week do we know?
I don't know. Okay, I'll find out later on.
But if
she's listening now because I told her.
If everyone comes back to us next Friday this time, we might have an update.
So she said she's going to find out. She's what's at me there.
So it'll be this
week. Going to find out. But I don't know. I would have said, no, cut your losses, love. Get out of here. You know, if he stood you up once.
If he stood, like, maybe, because it's a good story then. If they do get together and it's like, oh, we'll get... You know, we got pushed back together and it all worked out and you nearly blew it, you know?
It could be a good wedding speech story.
But guys, shame on you if you fool me once. Shame on me if you fool me twice.
Know. See, if she was my friend, I'd be like, do not. Don't even text him back.
I don't understand why he didn't show up. Like,
just some. You said some lads are like that.
Yeah,
I've never experienced
like that. No. I think I was supposed to go on a date with the guy and he cancelled like an hour beforehand. Or no, it texts me like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And I never heard back. So I was like, I'm not going to go to this venue.
Oh, God.
And he just never turned up.
Wow.
No, right. But that was somebody on the apps. It's because you have that distance on the apps that you can kind of think you can get away with it. But Dublin.
Okay.
Dublin is small.
Here's what I'm thinking. He had a girlfriend.
No, he didn't, because this girl knows him.
And
this
says girl, he's single.
Yeah, because her husband is his best friend and she said he's...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
He's like a brother to me. I know everything about him.
Maybe he didn't have a girlfriend, but maybe he had another girl on the the boil.
He was doing a line with someone.
And he didn't want to be seen with another girl, and he didn't want to risk it.
Yeah, but still, lads, I'm telling you. Okay. So Fiona just says, I'm now investment in the development of this relationship.
Yes, we all are. So join us this time next week for the update on the date, the second date.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Inst2Grand.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
So Pamela, you were put forward by your son, is that right?
I sure was, yeah.
It doesn't sound like you want to do this. Are you not into it?
No, I am.
What's your son's name?
Sam. Sam Boland.
Sam.
And Sam's playing football this weekend. Who does he play for?
Sam has a match tomorrow. He plays for Cambridge FC in Ringsend.
Oh my God, best of luck this weekend. And here, what age is Sam?
Sam is 10.
10. So Sam and Pam.
Yeah.
Oh, Sam and Pam.
So we have 10 questions, €2,000. Sam and Pam. So if you, you know the rules, don't you? We've got 10 questions. We have to accept your first answer, as we know. And we can pass on them and come back to it if we have time. And if you get all right, you get €2,000. And is that right that Sam gets all the money on this?
I'm just looking at your WhatsApps that have come in here before. Is this Sam's phone we're ringing off? So Sam's been texting us in.
Oh, brilliant.
Because I give him the money, please. Sam Boland, age 10.
He loves you, Cossie. Yeah.
And how well does Sam play when he plays? Does he do well on the questions?
Well, we were listening during the week and we were actually talking about it next morning. Yeah. And I got the kiss question wrong. The X.
Oh yeah. Come here. Do you know what, Pamela? We're going to ring you back, all right? And we're going to ring you on the normal phone. Is that all right?
Just because there's a little delay.
There's a little bit of a delay. Hang in there 2 seconds.
Hold down.
We're going to go to old school landline. Yes. Oh, yes. We have
so
the
we're
landline.
Not calling Pamela. We're calling Sam's phone.
Sam's phone.
I love it. I love it.
Every kid in Dublin's now going, Sam has a phone. He's 10. How come I don't have a phone?
Oh, that sounds way better. Hang on.
Okay,
there.
We'll here we go. On the Let's deck. Do this. Hello there. Okay, so Pamela, you're there.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, that's much better. Okay. Clear now.
Right, let's do this. We have 10 questions, 60 seconds. Best of luck. 3, 2, 1, go. Which battery is bigger, AA or AAA?
AA.
Complete this nursery rhyme. There was three in the bed and the little one said...
Roll over.
What is half of 38?
16.
What do bees collect to make honey?
Pollen.
True or false, the American eagle is the largest bird in the world.
True.
The Disney Plus hit show The Bear is about what type of business?
Pass.
In what board game would you find chance in community chess cards?
Monopoly.
2002 and Friends were hit songs for which female artist?
Oh, pass, I don't know. Sorry.
The company Smirnoff are famous for making which drink?
Vodka.
Kilimanjaro is the highest mountain in what continent?
Asia.
The Disney Plus hit show The Bear is about what type of business?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, we're going to fly through these for the people at home. Which battery is bigger, AA or AAA? The answer is AA, you got that correct. Complete the nursery rhyme. There were three in the bed and the little one said,
roll over, roll over. And they all rolled over and one fell out.
I don't know.
What are you laughing for, Pamela? Why didn't you get involved there? It was a call and response.
What is half of 38? This is the first one you got wrong. The answer 14, is 19.
Oh, 19. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you get 40 minus 2 and then that's what I would have done. Carol Vorderman.
That's exactly what Carol Vorderman. How'd you work it out there, Carol?
I got this and this.
Over one.
What do bees collect to make honey? Got this correct too. Pollen and nectar. And true or false, the American Eagle.
American Eagle.
Is the largest bird in the world. The answer is false because the ostrich. What is
the ostrich?
The ostrich is. Sam, do you want a job on the radio? You can come in here. You're Sam, only across the way.
Sam Boland in the afternoon.
Live. Sam, you're hired. FM 104, it's your new job.
Okay, with the rest of the questions out, the Disney Plus.
Really?
Really? There you go.
You never know, Sam.
Yeah, we'll put in a go
word. Keep the phone on.
There you go. The Disney Plus hit show The Bear is about a restaurant, or about food. You would have accepted either. Right. In what board game would you find Chance and Community, Chess, Cards, Monopoly? You got that right. 2002 and Friends are hit songs for Anne-Marie. And the company Smirnoff is famous for vodka. And Kilimanjaro is the highest mountain in Africa.
Five out of ten today.
Oh, God, that was brutal.
No, it's grand. Come here, do you ever go to Lynn's Palace in Ringsend?
Love Lynn's Palace.
Oh, the munchie box there is something else.
It's unreal, yeah.
Can we get a cuddle mug?
Absolutely, you can get a cuddle
Sam's
mug.
Sam's all business, isn't he?
He is.
Straight to, can we get a cuddle mug or not, lads?
Yeah.
He'll be coming in for his interview for his afternoon show.
Sam, I can see you doing an afternoon show. Talk very little and play a load of music. Sam, you're hired.
Done.
You've hired him twice. Who are you, Aaron Sugar now?
He's hired.
Right, Sam and Pamela, thank you very much for playing. Have a lovely day.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
And of course, you can have a cuddle mug, Sam.
Okay, thank you.
We're very low. They're nearly all gone. The strawberry alarm clock cuddle mug is rapidly becoming extinct.
There's two boxes left, I heard.
Is that it?
That's all.
So we have to really slow down. Because once they're gone, they're gone. We can now go to two movie reviewers who've seen a movie that was out today?
It's out today. So Back to Black is the movie of Amy Winehouse. But before you go in to see it, I need to tell you a few things about it. It's only about Back to Black, the album, how the album was made. So when you go in the first 20 minutes, kind of fastens up about how she got into music.
Yeah.
It's not good. The first 20 minutes is actually, to me, I thought was awful.
Okay.
But once it gets into the process of her recording the songs, why she recorded the songs and everything about it is so, so good.
So Mark Ronson, does somebody play Mark Ronson?
No, they don't actually have him appear.
Oh,
He's the only one that's not. But the other thing about it as well that I think you should know, it's through her eyes.
Okay.
So Mitch and Blake come across quite well. But as a viewer, you watching it, you go, no, not those two guys now. Mitch is the dad, Blake is the boyfriend.
Yeah. And husband.
Right.
Yes.
And it goes through Back to Black.
Did you like the first 20 minutes?
I actually, because Crossy warned me, he was like, you're not going to enjoy the first 20 minutes. But I actually quite enjoyed it because you kind of understand how she is, who she is.
Okay.
You kind of see her before she was famous and how she was just doing the random gigs and how she was, like, you know, to put it lightly, like a wild character before any of that kind of happened.
I believe that her end was always going to come in a certain way, but I just think the drugs kind of fastened it up.
I think he might have fastened.
Alcohol. She had a thirst. And it's quite sad. You're watching it and you're going to put down the vodka. Mm. Like there's one drink she had in the Holly Arms. That's where she always drank in Camden.
Oh, yeah, what?
But they call it a different name in the movie. Jim, she had like six spirits mixed into one.
Into one small glass, and that was before she even met your man. Mm.
So sad. Anyway, the movie is really, really good. And I asked Marisa, who plays Amy, what was it like? Was there a moment where she was singing and we went, oh, I am Amy Winehouse?
It's weird. It's like, I'm not really one for like looking in the mirror much. I think there was so much imaginative work that I had to do about like her from the inside, that whenever I was in the hair and makeup chair, I was kind of like head down. The moments that I was like, oh God, but sometimes when Sam would call cut and it was like, I knew that was right, you know, and I'd be like, please, you know, that's it. You know, so it was more, just like a feeling of her, like certain words that I would say or things that I would feel in a scene that I was like, I know that was right, you know.
You're watching it and you kind of go, I can't believe that's... You kind of forget that you're not watching Amy Winehouse.
Is she that good?
She's very good vocally as well. She sings everything herself.
That's a tough one to step into.
And you wouldn't know by looking at her.
No.
So if you look at the bus sides that are all around Dublin at the minute.
That's what I think. It doesn't look like her.
it's just the angles. I think the camera is shot so well. There's parts where you're going, is that Amy?
Yeah.
The backing singers are the real Amy backing singers.
Wow.
So everything around it is all real.
Very cool. And here, this is Sam talking about making a movie where everyone has an opinion.
I had it on Nowhere Boy with Lennon, you know, and the Beatles. And so I had a sort of sense of what this would be like. But this is different, I guess, because, you know, we filmed everything in London and it being my hometown as well as Amy's hometown. So I felt much closer to it in a different way. And it definitely felt like a responsibility and a lot of expectation and a lot of people sort of fearful of me and doing it in the wrong way. And so, you know, I had to really kind of focus in on what I felt was the right way to do it, which was, you know, from her perspective, through her eyes, through her words and her lyrics and her songs, and to sort of just keep having Amy guide me through it, you know, through her music.
She's getting kind of a bit of a backlash from some people of how she portrayed others, but it is through Amy's eyes. We see why Amy loved her dad, why Amy loved Blake.
And this is the thing. A lot of people are going, is Mitch part of it? Mitch ruined her.
Yeah, yeah.
Mitch ruined her. So the mad thing is, Mitch has nothing got to do with this. So the music rights were bought by Universal. This is a solo independent movie. Eddie Marsan, you know, he plays Mitch, right?
Yeah.
And I asked him about playing Mitch. And I just was like, how did you come about that, knowing what you know, that Amy loved Mitch?
Okay.
About a year before they offered it to me, I knew that they were going to come to me to play Mitch. And I had a friend of mine who worked with Amy and Mitch, and he had first-hand experience of their relationship. And I knew that there was a narrative about Mitch, but I didn't want to be influenced by any narrative. So I asked my friend who had first-hand experience, and he said that he liked Mitch. He said that Mitch was a father. He was in an impossible situation. He loved his daughter. He tried his best and he made mistakes. And I've got four teenage kids, and I thought that was a really healthy, honest perspective.
He's a brilliant actor, that fella.
And he's amazing in this.
Oh, God, as her dad.
Is he?
Oh, he's brilliant.
Go watch it and enjoy the music, because, like, you'll hear her singing. Marisa's fantastic.
She's so good. Also, sorry, what you need to know too is Nick Cave. Nick Cave was involved in the entire...
Was he? Was he friends with her?
The music of the... Well, no, the music for the movie.
Okay, right.
The entire movie. So it's in such good hands.
If you ever go to Camden, go up to her house where she lived, where she passed. Like, it is massive. I went only up last weekend to have a look around Camden and all that.
I feel very lucky. I saw her once and she did my favourite song, Love is a Losing Game.
Oh, good song.
And
so
she wasn't
good.
Supposed to be there. She was just brought out and did that song. It's like, oh my God.
Sorry, I saw her at Oxygen.
Me too. Yeah,
yes.
And remember those rumours that she wasn't going to arrive? Yeah.
What was she like?
She's too drunk.
Full gig.
It was during the time where she was not good. It was tough to watch.
I think we need to play an Amy song though now.
I think
just
we
because, and this is, I think this is my favourite Amy song. When they do this in the movie, it's quite teary.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's out now. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM4. This is the wonderful Amy Winehouse.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.